donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 45 degrees on Friends Plaza. Some more rain in the forecast. And Keeser will have details in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Illinois Senate returns to Springfield today for the fall veto session. And as Sam Hudzik reports, the talk among lawmakers is more likely to be about leadership than legislation.
Illinois Senate President Emil Jones announced this summer he was stepping down. Tonight, Senate Democrats will gather together at an Italian restaurant in Springfield. There, the half dozen or so candidates jockeying to replace Jones will try to woo their colleagues.
There's a part of this, I have to say, which is like running for homecoming king in your high school.
Evanston's Jeff Schoenberg is running for the Senate's top job.
All the kidding aside, the stakes are very high because we need leadership that's going to be more open and transparent and which also sets aside the conflicts of the past.
The Senate won't officially pick a president until January, but the early frontrunners for the job include James Claiborne from East St. Louis and Chicago's John Cullerton. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Illinois Senate Republicans will also pick a new leader in the next few months. Minority Leader Frank Watson is stepping down from the post after he suffered a stroke. The Blagojevich administration's decision to stop paying for most state-subsidized health care is up for discussion in Cook County Circuit Court. A hearing is set for today after the Illinois governor asked a judge to clarify an order to shut down an illegal expansion of the family care program. Court documents indicate state reimbursement to doctors stopped October 15th. That's the day a Cook County judge ordered the administration to stop an expansion of the program to people with higher incomes. Two prominent businessmen and a lawyer sued after Governor Blagojevich expanded coverage. The state legislature repeatedly rejected the measure. The State Department of Health Care and Family Services declined comment yesterday. An early morning fire at the home of a Gibson City woman killed her teenage daughter and her friend who was sleeping over. 13-year-old Madison Moore and her friend, 14-year-old Shanna Radakovich, were sleeping in the basement when the fire broke out. The Ford County coroner says the two were taken to Gibson Area Hospital where they were pronounced dead. Police Chief Steve Cushman says Moore's mother, Lisa Strebeck, and her boyfriend were sleeping upstairs when they were awakened by a smoke alarm. They called 911, then tried to get into the basement to rescue the two girls, but neither they nor a police officer could handle the heat and smoke until firefighters put out the fire. Gibson City's fire chief, Bruce Cowell, says the fire appears to have started near a boiler at the bottom of the basement stairs. The stairs were the only way out of the basement. The Urbana Park Board holds a study session tomorrow to decide what size tax increase it will ask voters for next spring and what sort of cuts they'll make if the increase is rejected. The meeting is at 3 o'clock at the Park District's Anita Purvis Nature Center tomorrow. Urbana voters rejected a 25-cent Park District tax referendum last February by just 68 votes. Park Board President Michael Walker says a property tax increase is needed to maintain services to the community, but he knows it's hard to ask for more money when the economy is in trouble.
We got a lot of financial challenges ahead of us right now, and not a climate in which a referendum is an easy thing to pass.
Those financial challenges include the need to renovate or replace Crystal Lake Pool, which was closed abruptly last August due to concerns about its condition. Park District Director Vicki Mays says they also need more tax revenue to maintain other facilities and keep up with rising costs. The Park District cut some programs and after the February referendum failed. And tomorrow's Park Board study session includes a discussion of just what reductions must be made if a tax increase fails a second time. May says they learned after the defeat of the last referendum that voters want to know exactly what they'll gain if they approve an increase and what would be cut if it loses. Honor for military veterans was the main focus at Veterans Day observances across East Central Illinois yesterday, but some are also looking at the next wave of veterans, many of them in Iraq and Afghanistan now. A small group of people inside Urbana's American Legion post remember veterans who have died off as well as on the battlefield. The Legion has been a meeting place for America's surviving war veterans for generations, but its former national commander says it's now trying to help the families of active duty servicemen and women. Marty Knatzer of the DeLand Post served a one-year term at the helm of the organization, and he says the next generation will change the face of the Legion.
The needs of the newest generation of veterans are much like all generations of veterans. Now, how we reach them and the activities that keep them involved in the Legion will change slightly. They're more interested in family-oriented things. We're doing much more of that.
Knatzer points to youth activities like baseball leagues and the ongoing activities of the American Legion Auxiliary. The group also coordinates its family support efforts with the National Guard and Reserve's own services. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
7:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. And good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, coming up, they're going to talk about the Supreme Court discussing religious monuments on public property. It was 100 years ago today that Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun was born. And he is perhaps best known as the author of the majority opinion on the Roe v. Wade decision.
So, 100.
100.